time to get real on this one. It's time to tell my story. So, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? How to identify? My roots travel to the other side of the earth ever since birth. I was left to wonder why. I've got this feeling inside that I'm not quite fitting in. You see, my mother was an immigrant, not by choice, fleeing persecution from the revolution. Don't accept her kind, she's a Baha'i. So is my father, but he's a white American living in a nation of white supremacist ideology, messing with my psychology. On the one hand, my people are oppressed by a clenched fist. On the other hand, my people cover their eyes to a people with a raised fist. But the question is, what is a hand for? To exert force? See, it's unfortunate, instead of lending a hand or a handshake, our forefathers couldn't handle what the Redeemer of man had to say. Be as the fingers of one hand, the members of one body. But instead they took everyone that embraced and embodied the cause of oneness and dismembered their bodies. From Fort Tabarsi to Zanjan, Nehriz, Mazan, Duran, Yaz, Tabriz to Tehran. The blood of the martyrs like water flowing through the soil of the hearts of the righteous. And as their souls took flight to bliss, nothing but light to give. Breakers of the dawn, forsaking their earthly form for the sake of God. The nation destined to be my destination, with the destructive machine, a manifest destiny directly contradicting humanity's destiny, illuminated by God's manifestations. A country founded on lies, indigenous genocide, dirty money from cash crops on stolen land, cultivated by stolen African hands, blood of oppressive tyranny, pouring down torrentially to the dirt and the seas of the West, built on theft, exploitation in the deepest form of prejudice, materialism and selfishness, the most corrupt civilizations, if you can even call them that. I'm tied to these two points on the map, the birthplace of the dawnbreakers, now in heaven, gotta be a living sacrifice to be a spiritual descendant, who am I? Is it something to sign, or do I get to decide? It's on my mind, yeah. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Is my life really mine, or guided by the divine? How to define, yeah. Who am I? Who am I? As a youth, I was timid, afraid to stand out. Many thoughts up in my mind, but my mouth not a sound. What if I am not accepted, too controlled by the doubt? So instead of using my voice, I faded to the crowd. But then I found the power of rap. Just a fan at first, but something about it would grab my attention, possessing my mind and my soul. It was packed with so much power and style and swag. I wondered, can I tap into that? So I picked up the pen, wrote a couple lines, and the power started to flow with every rhyme written from my mind. Had to face my fear. Do I decide to share, or do I keep this power locked up inside? Something told me I had to share my light. Didn't sound great at first, but my friends said my flow was alright, and the message was nice. But then the power stalled until I had a moment that would change my life. Yeah, 8,000 miles from my home, on a trip to Cameroon, God works in mysterious ways. Shout out to Awu and Duke Frank. I spit some rhymes for him, gassed me up, must have filled up my tank and reignited my drive to change the world. My world was changed, their encouragement gave me courage to take a leap. Recording my first song, new power release, then time to release. Went from A to Z, writing, rapping, recording, then releasing. Now people singing along to my songs with me, and I can feel the energy start to build up inside of me. Lyrics kept on flowing, prayed to God to keep on guiding me. As I'm sharing wisdom in my rhymes, hoping it lit up the mind. When I release the power of the pen and let it shine, to remind the people they're created noble, that's my aim. And when I lay these verses down, it's sacred like a holy day. I want you to be happy when you hear me rapping, but it's more than that, because it's giant shoulders that I'm standing on. In hip hop, so many artists in the history and culture that helped make this movement into what it came to be. The empowerment, the spirit of change and revolution against oppression, strength and confidence in storytelling, taking inspiration from the past, and then on top of a beat, I humbly add a contribution that's authentically me. Who am I? Is it something to sign, or do I get to decide? It's on my mind, yeah. Who am I? Is my life really mine, or guided by the divine? How to define, yeah. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? One syllable, one sound, two horizontal lines running parallel, bound by a pillar down the middle, same symbol represent, almost perfect Roman numeral 1. Before we reach this manifestation. Our soul originates from the spiritual worlds of perfection. No beginning, no end, just like a circular dot. But then at the time of conception, whether you're ready or not, your soul connects to the embryo, which is more like a box locked in by material laws. But then this dot and this box capitalized together, they are drawn to become one, to become I am a human being, but this only lasts a mortal life. My physical body remains in the world below, acting like a mirror reflecting my soul, until that day finally comes when it's time to return, body to the world of dust, as our soul yearns to come home to the spiritual realms, like a stream to the ocean, light ray back to the sun. We all come from God, and unto him we return, created in the image of the divine. Yeah, see the light at the close of my eye, cause when I die is when my life truly becomes alive. Who am I? Is it something assigned, or do I get to decide? It's on my mind, yeah. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Is my life really mine, or guided by the divine? How to define, yeah. Who am I?